Republicans have a supermajority in both chambers of the South Dakota State Legislature. SDPB's Keely Boltina has this report from the capital city.
State Representative Spence Hawley is a Democrat, one of 16 total in the state legislature. He says Democrats have ideas that deserve consideration.
We by far have no means to stop anything or to get anything passed through without help across the aisle. But sometimes it helps to have a conscience out there too and make them understand what priorities are and what we should be thinking about and what is important to the people of South Dakota. And I hope we can keep focused on that.
One Democrat who won election unopposed faces misdemeanor sexual contact charges. Reynold Nesiba is on leave from the Democratic caucus. If Nesiba does not serve in the 2017 state Senate, Governor Dennis Dugard selects his replacement.
I probably would appoint a Republican. I wouldn't exclude a Democrat from consideration, but I'd be more likely to appoint a Republican. I'd be interested in appointing someone whose values, I think, are good, who has some willingness to study issues.
If that happens and Dugard chooses a Republican, Democrats would have 15 of the 105 State House seats. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Pierre.